Okay. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, "Boy al Paroi, come to Paroi. Can you vanity as Levi, the slave Avodah? I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants. Laman shisi eisoisai eile bikirba." Then Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they come to Paroi, and they said, "If you refuse to send the Bnei Yisrael, I will bring Arbe Bigvulecha. I will bring locusts within your boundaries. The Chisa Esein Ha'oretz, it will cover the look of the land. V'lo Yuchal Lirois Es Ha'oretz, and one will not be able to see the land itself. The Ochal Es Yeser Ha'Pleita, it will leave over the remnants, Hanisheris Lachem in Aborad, that was left over from the Borad. V'ochal es kala eitz, hatzameach lachem in Asad. And it will consume, it will eat up all of the wood, the trees that's left over in the field." Now on the pasuk, v'chisa esein ha'oretz, v'lo yichol liris es ha'oretz, so you have to understand, what's the double lashon over here? V'chisa esein ha'oretz, v'lo yuchal liris es ha'aretz. I mean, once it says v'chisa es ein ha'aretz, it'll cover up the appearance of the land, then of course you won't be able to see it. Why the double lashon over here? Second of all, it doesn't say who won't be able to see the land. Rashi says that it's going on a person. The locusts will cover up the land, v'lo yuchal liris es ha'aretz, and a person looking won't be able to see the land, but the pasuk does not say that. Rashi says the lashon was mekatzer, so you have to understand that as well. So the Panim Yochus, Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, explains this pasuk al pi the Targum Unkelus. The Targum Unkelus over here says, "Vachafo yos ein shimsho da'ara, the locusts will cover the sun, v'lo yikul lemechze yos ara, and you will not be able to see the land." The Yehu Yos She'ar She'zavta. The way the Targum Unkelus learns, in addition to the locusts being on the ground, there were locusts in the sky. And it was so dense in the sky that it blocked the rays of the sun. And it blocked the rays of the sun, so the earth was dark. So what's the significance of that? The Gemara says that if a person has a Suda, one Suda, you should eat it during the day when you're able to see it. Because a chelik of the enjoyment of the food is not only the taste, but the seeing the food. You know, you can have a delicious steak, but if you can't see what you're eating, it's not the same. It's a pitch black, you can't enjoy the steak. You know, part of it is smelling it, looking at it, the whole marriage, that gives a chelik of it. But someone that's not able to see what he eats is not satiated. A blind man has to eat more because he's not satisfied by the food. That's the pshat over here. V'chisa es ein ha'aretz. It will cover what shines down on the earth. It's going to cover the light of the sun. V'lo yuchal liris es ha'aretz. The arbe won't be able to see the land. It won't be able to see what it's eating. Since it won't be able to see what it's eating, v'ochal es yeser ha'plate is going to eat everything because it's not going to be satiated. Right? When you're not able to see what you're eating, you're not satisfied, it'll eat more and more, and nothing will be left over from the arbe. Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, "Kachatzos halayla," at about midnight, "ani yoytze b'tzoich Mitzrayim." At about midnight, I am going out within Mitzrayim. Why at about midnight? Why not midnight itself? So Rashi says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu said "Kachatzos" is because he knew that the astrologers of Paroi, they're not going to be able to gauge exactly the moment of Chatzos. So even if it happens by Chatzos, which by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says Chatzos, it means Chatzos, but they're going to say, yeah, he was off by a couple of seconds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to say Ba'Chatzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodea, Itov Urugov, he knows exactly when Chatzos is. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not want the Mitzrayim to say, yeah, he was off by a little bit. So l'chatkili he said, Ka'Chatzos. And Yitzhak would say, Mitzrayim, and that's when Makkas B'chayrus is going to happen. So you have to understand what is going on here. Every single B'chayr, in every single family, amongst the Mitzrayim, is going to be killed. the Bechayrim and the prisoners are going to be killed. The Bechayrim of the Avodim are going to be killed. Every single one is going to be killed. And yet there's a Haramina to say that the Mitzrayim will say, oh, but he was off by a couple of seconds. What's the pshat? Like, what's the... What was Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of over here? Lechayr, you see, often in Nisim and Avlois. So here you see a Yisoid that you see time and again. He tells her, Rosh Yeshiva, Reveli Meir blocks that south. He's the Taisha Pasuk in Tehillim. Omar Novo Beliboy Ein Elohim. The Rosh says in his heart that there is no God. So Reveli Meir asked, why does he have to say it? Because he has machshavas, he thinks in his heart. But what is the Omar Novo Beliboy Ein Elohim? He says in his heart. What's he saying? Why does he have to say it? He thinks it, not says it. So Reveli Meir, that an apikoris has to constantly say it and talk himself into it. Because if you look at the Bria, you look at the way it's set up without any nisim, without anything chutz midara hateva, if you look at the master plan, you're able to see a boiri in every little piece of the Bria. The novel has to constantly talk it into himself. This is a mikra, this is a mikra. No, this happened by itself, this happened by itself. Omar novel believe it. Ain't Elohim. The novel has to talk it into himself. But if you just open his eyes and look at things objectively, you'd see clearly there's a Bayri Olam everywhere. I think it was the Kotzke when he was a little boy. An Apikairis came over to him, one of these Modernish fellas, and said, I'll give you a dollar if you could show me where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So he answered him back, and I'll give you two if you could show me where he isn't. Every place in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there if you only want to see him. The problem is, all my noble believer ain't over him. The noble has to talk it into himself. It's the same thing over here. Every house in Mitzrayim, Kien Bayis Asha Ein Shamais, everybody suffers. Punkt the Bechor gets killed. In every household, in the prisons, everywhere. And yet, if you were off by a couple of seconds, it wasn't exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu said. Nah, wasn't like it. That was a mistake. That is the way you see how an apikoros, how he works. I just recently saw Moshe de Kazach, Moshe de Kemaisa, Pacha de Kemaisa. In Radin, you had a Zionist organization, a not from a Zionist organization, called the Payal Hetzion. They caused terrible, terrible spiritual destruction amongst Shrumi Yidden. They were, Chavetz Chaim held that the Zionists were the cause of the churban of a lot of Yiddishkeit in Europe. Trefa Hashkofis, they went against the Chachomim, against the Rabbonim. Anyway, so these Payal Hetzion in Radin were about to put out a leaflet with Kfira and with diatribes against Talmidei Chachomim. So they were out to put it out. Before they had a chance to put it out, a few yeshiva bachurim from Radin broke into the storage house. They got the leaflets out, and they burnt them in the yeshiva's furnace. The problem is they didn't cover their tracks so well, and so there were fragments of the leaflets left around. Oh, the pilot, they right away figured where it must be coming from, who did this, who the perpetrators were. So they went straight to the yeshiva and they found the remnants of their leaflets there. Ooh, they fell into a kasp. They ran to the Chofetz Chaim's house and they started berating him and screaming. And it was the worst kind of talk to the Tzaddik Hador. The main fellow that spoke like that to the Chofetz Chaim, on the spot, he went nuts. He went to the river and he drowned himself. Pachat. So, sure enough, this is all the Zionists had to see to pick up on it. So they went to there was a newspaper, communist Zionist newspaper at the time. It was called Der Heint, the Today, very aptly named. You know, by us, we say Hayom La'Asayisim U'Mocher L'Kabal Zchorah. It was very aptly named the Today. They were in vogue with the times. So they wrote an article. How could it be that the Chofetz Chaim, that all, you know, he claims that he's, you know, Isaac and Shmir is Haloshin and Ahavas Yisrael. How can it be that he gave a Yid a klola that the Yid should die? Does this fit in with the Chofetz Chaim's belt on Shalom? Does it fit in with his whole Hashkafas Achayim? It seems like it's a bit contradictory. So the Chofetz Chaim
wrote a letter into the newspaper, and he said, Chas b'chalila, he says, in my lifetime, I never gave anybody a klala. Never. He says, this maisa happened. If it happened because of anything, it was because they started up with young talmidei chachamim with tzurim midrabbanans. They started up with them. Kavod HaTorah, not himself. The tzurim midrabbanans, the young talmidei chachamim. They started up, and that's why this happened. But chas v'sholem that I should ever give a klala in my lifetime. So, the sefer where I saw this maisa was trying to analyze these people that were talking against the Chofetz Chaim. It's a contradiction in Eubay. According to your sheet, the Chofetz Chaim gave a klala. And the klala worked on the spot. So obviously, a spiritual person who follows the Torah and that is beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously he has a koyach to do something over here. So what do you do with it? Instead of taking the lesson, oh, I have to be afraid of such a person, and oh, this is what Torah Mishnah gives a koyach to someone to do. They use it mamish with the opposite approach. So how could it be that a person that doesn't speak Lashon Hara should give somebody a klola? L'shita osam. That the Chofetz Chaim gave a klola. Obviously there's something here. The Teretz says this goes into the same thing of Omer Noble Belivai. Ain't over here. The Russia, he can see the biggest nays, and he can see the Ruchnias with Al's dance, but he doesn't want to admit. That's the hardest thing to do. He doesn't want to admit, and Remela, he keeps on with his false hashkafas. Pasuk says, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael lo yecheras kelav l'shaynei." For all the b'nei Yisrael, the dogs will not wag; it won't wag his tongue. State in the mechilta, al tischar that the dogs did not bark at the time. So the mechilta says, "This is why the Torah says la kelav tashlichon oisei." If you shecht an animal, you find that it's a trefer. So the mitzvah is to give the trade for meat, like Kelev Tashlichon Oisei. Melamed, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapeh schar kol beri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back the schar of any creation. Because of this schus that the dogs had, they're zeiche to getting the basar trade. There's another pasuk in this week's parasha. V'chol peter chamor tivdeh v'seh. Every peter chamor, every firstborn chamor, you should redeem with a seh. And if you won't redeem it, you have to chop off its neck. So Rashi says that the chamor is the only behemoth tmeya that was zeicher that you have to redeem it. Xeris hakosav. Because it's a behemoth tmeya, and yet there's kedusha about it that you have to redeem and put onto a set. What was the chamor zeicher more than any other animal? So Rashi says because they helped the Bnei Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim. There was not one person in Klal Yisrael that didn't have at least three chamorim laden with gold and silver, you know, after the Bizas Hayah. So because the chamorim helped the Bnei Yisrael carry their burden, Memeo de Rezoicha, to this Indian opinion, that the chamor, not only them, but Ad HaYom HaZeh, their great-great-great-grandchildren, are Zoicha to this mitzvah Ad HaYom HaZeh. Kedusha. So Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal points out, you have two animals over here. They both did something. They both did the mitzvah. And yet, the dog, it gets trade for meat. Nothing positive, nothing of kedusha, it gets trade for meat. Chamor is zoicha to kedusha. Akide kach, kol petach chamor tivdeh b'seh. It goes to the kohen. So what's the pshat? What's the chilling between the two? Why was the chamor zoicha to so much? And the kelim, yeah, he was like something, but not that much. She says there's a big chilek between the two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives schar, he gives it with the measurement. The dogs did a nice thing. They did a nice thing. They had manners. They didn't bark when they should have barked. Now, good manners, did a nice thing, you get your schar. But by a chamor, it was more than just doing a nice thing. They helped, they carried the burden of somebody else. To be nice to carry the burden of somebody else, even though the Chamor didn't do it b'kavana, the Chamor, you know, that's his job usually. He didn't do it especially b'kavana, but the fact that he was nice v'olim chaveiroi, that deserves a special kedusha. Adar dairis, the chopet Chamor tivdeh b'seh. See from over here, the Moiridikim Maila, nice v'olim chaveiroi. The Baruch Tam, the Baruch Frankel Tumim. Rav of Leipnik, from the Gedoyle Hador, and he is the ancestor of a lot of Chassidish dynasties today. He himself was a Misnagid, look at Gila. And he married off his daughter to the Divrei Chayim. You know, he himself, you know, went into Chassidus. He was a Goyin Agir. Sefer Baruch Tam was a Niflidik Sefer. So he was Meshadach, his son, with the daughter of Gevirim. Very wealthy people. One time, they were passing through Leipnik for the Chasana, and they decided to visit their Mechutin. So they come in, they visit their Mechutin, they see he's all down in the dumps, he's all Tzibrach. They were worried. Maybe he has something against them. Maybe he wants to break the Shidduch. So they ask the Mechutin, is everything okay? You know, you look like you're upset with us, you know. You're upset with the Shidduch? You want to break it? Chas v'shalom. No, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So why do you look so down? So he says, the town's water carrier is very sick. The doctors gave up hope on him. I'm pushing down some bracha. You know, I wish there was something we could do for him. So they comment, Mela, water carrier. It's a big deal. He says, now I want to break the Shidduch. If a person could be so insensitive to say such a memory, you know, now I want to break the Shidduch. She said, now I want to break the Shidduch. The Gadol Hador, the Gadol Hador, the water carrier is sick. He feels mit, like it's his egg in the car. That's a meter that you see. If it's by a chamor, that it carries for everybody. It doesn't have its koyach habechira. It didn't come here to do a chesed. Afal pike noisa ba'olim chaveroi is such a gevaldig gezach. Can you imagine kal v'chomer ben benoishal kal v'chomer? The human being, he goes with kavona to help his fellow yid. Can you imagine how much schar comes along with that? Vayelchu vayasu v'nei Yisrael kashetziva Hashem es Moshe v'aharon. This is referring to the Korban Pesach. They went, and the Bnei Yisrael did like Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron. Kain Osu, so they did. Rashi brings down Lahagi Shvochan Shel Yisrael. This is teaching is the praise of Klal Yisrael. Shelohi Pilu Dovrli Kol Mitzvahs Moshe and Aaron. They did not leave out an iota of what Moshe and Aaron told them. So why then does the Torah repeat at the end Kain Osu? So Krashi, Kain Osu, Af Moshe V'Aaron, Kain Osu. Moshe and Aaron also did everything that Hashem commanded. So all the Mepharshim ask a kasha over here, like Michael Mashmal, what's the Chiddush? You know, the Bnei Yisrael did everything. Kain Osu, even Moshe and Aaron did it. What's the even Moshe and Aaron one would think that the leaders of the Bnei Yisrael, if anything, of course they should do it. To tell others to do it, not do it themselves. So the Sifsei Chachamim says that I would have thought that Moshe and Aaron were not Bechlal the Geula. They weren't Bechlal the Geula. They weren't commanded, and they didn't. Therefore, they didn't do it. Those they were commanded to tell the Bnei Yisrael to do it, but they themselves weren't part of the Geula. They were the Goyalim, right? So I would have thought that maybe it didn't apply to them. Kamash Malan Kain Osu Af Moshe and Aaron. What's the Bir Hadavar? The Bir Hadavar is Moshe and Aaron weren't really part of the Shibut. They were both from Shevet Levi. Moshe was away most of the time. Aaron was in Goshen. They weren't part of the Shibut. So if they weren't part of the Shibut, then they didn't really need a Geula. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan. That even Shevet Levi, that was separated, they needed a Geula just as much. What's the Pshat? Because even though they were isolated, number one, even being isolated, there's no way that the Golos can't affect you somehow or other. But a chelik of it was that they felt they were mishtakif from the tzar of their friends. We just spoke about noisiv oilam chaveirei. So Hagan, they themselves were sitting and learning. Of the maisa, they were mishtakif from the tzar of their friends. They also were in the shibud, and the male, they also needed the geula, and the male of Moshe Aaron also took part in this. That's the Chiddush, according to the way the Sifsei Chachamim says. In last week's parasha, it says, the Eila Shemais B'nei Levi, Gershon Kahos Umarari. Shalakadosh points out, by Reuben and Shimon, it doesn't say the Eila Shemais Bnei Reuven, Be'elis Shemois, Bnei Shimon. By Levi it says Be'elis Shemois. These are the names of Bnei Levi. Zakta Shavua Kodesh. The reason why it says Shemois, look at the names. Look at the names that Shevet Levi gave. Gershon, Kahos, Merari. Gershon, we are Gerim in a foreign land. Kahos is a lotion of weakness. Merari is a lotion of bitterness. Even though they themselves weren't part of the Shibud, but they felt the Shibud together with everybody else. That is one pshat. Now the Netziv, the Hemek Dover says a different pshat. The Netziv says that Moshe and Aaron were part of the Korban Pesach. It's not a Chiddush, of course, they were Chayim. But who says they had to be the ones to schlep the sheep, to make the kinyan on the sheep? Who says they had to be the ones to shecht it? You know, you had a chabura, people taking part in the Korban Pesach. So they would let somebody else do it, you know. Maybe it's not so becoming to schlep along a sheep, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Maybe it's a little bit, you know, a little bit messy to do the shechita. For that, Kamash Malon, Cain also. The Moshe and Aaron were not really covered by Atzmam. They themselves schlep Korban Pesach. They themselves shechted Korban Pesach. They were a chelik of it. They went to the head of it. They didn't allow anybody else to do it. Now here is a Mayudik Alima to be learned from this. Number one, the best way to be mechanech others is not by telling them to do it. It's by doing it yourself. By doing it yourself. So Moshe and Aaron, they wanted to be mechanech others. The best way of doing it is show how to do it. Do it yourself and don't rely on others. That's number one. But secondly, here is a special reason why they had to do it themselves. The shechit of the Korban Pesach involved the sakana. Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shleilam, how are we going to shech the Avodah of the Mitzvim La'ineyam? How are we going to survive this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chayechem, I swear that you're not going to leave Mitzrayim until you shech their Avodah Zarah in front of their eyes. You have to show that you are not afraid of the Maki who's there because you are dependent on me. So that's the Chiddush. Moshe and Aaron could easily have let somebody else love the Korban Pesach. You know, it's like the general that says, you go ahead, I'll support you from the rear. That's not what they wanted to do. They wanted to show they led the way, they led the charge, and they put themselves into a sakana. They schlepped the Korban Pesach, they shefted the Korban Pesach, regardless of the fact that the guy were able to see them. Afal pi kein, they did it. Kein osu, they weren't seimach on any heterim, they weren't seimach on any kulis, they themselves went and did it. By Makis Bechairis, state in Pasik, V'over Hashem lingoy ves Mitzrayim, Hashem will pass through to plague Mitzrayim. V'roes adam al hamashkei v'al shnei hamizuzos. He will see the blood on the doorposts. U'posach Hashem al ha-pesach. And Hashem will skip over the door. V'lo yitein hamashkeis lovi al b'teichem lingoyv. And the destroyer, the malach hamoves, will not be allowed to come into your houses to plague. So the famous question over here is, what Malach HaMavis? Ben Malach HaMavis. It says, Anivaloi Malach, Anivaloi Sorot, Anivaloi Hashliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvayil V'atzmei Din Makas B'chayilis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll see the blood, and I'll skip over. So what is this? Where does the Malach HaMavis come in over here? So the Vilna Gaon set up pshat, for which they sent him greetings, they gave him a special Yashikoyach, Min HaShemayim. Vilna Gaon said, Zichr Makas B'chayris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did B'chvayda V'atzim. But there were supposed to be people that were supposed to die natural deaths that night. Every night of the year there's people that die naturally, right? You have the 95-year-old, you know, elder bubbas, you know, elder zaydas, that their time had come. You know, they were supposed to be nifter that night. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that not only won't the Yiddish B'chayrim die, but even those people whose time had come that night to be nifter, that the Malach HaMavis was supposed to take them away naturally, Afal pi kein v'lo yitnu l'mashkes lingoyv es boteichem. Why? So that the Mitzrayim shouldn't say, oh, you see, Jews died also. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow the Malach HaMavis to come in, lingoyv es boteichem, even those that were supposed to die natural deaths. So there's a, in the Toldos HaGra, there's a Maisa brought down. There was a Yid that lived in a suburb of Vilna, I believe, whose father, who had been nifter, came to him in a dream. And he asked his father, what are you doing now? Where are you going? So he said, I'm on my way to the Vilna Gaon. She says, why? She says, they sent me as a shliach to give the Vilna Gaon Yashikoyach for a pshat that he said. And he told him this pshat. So he asked him, what says they sent you? He says, because I was mechavim to a similar pshat in Parshas Kairach. I said a similar pshat, so they sent me to give Yashikoyach. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner found in the Kisvei HaGro, when he brings down this pshat, Valdo Nitin Liv Shlomo Min Shemayim. For this, they sent me greetings Min HaShemayim for this pshat, HaGevaldi Yipshat. There's a Meiridiki Yisoydizdiki Kliyokar in this week's parasha. V'hoyo v'ois al yodcha u'l'teitofes bein einecha ki v'choizik yod ha'ishyenu Hashem Yimitzrayim. V'hoyo v'ois al yodcha spelled, should be spelled Yud Dalet and the Chav, but the Torah spells it Yud Dalet Chav Hey. V'hoyo v'ois al yodcha u'l'teitofes bein einecha. Shteitin l'gemar in Menachas daf lamed zaynam and aleph yodcha, why with the hey? To darshin yad keha, on the weak arm, to teach us that anochas tril has to be on the left arm. What's the reason for that? What's the reason? Why did the Torah after want that the tril should be on the left arm? Zakta kliyakar. The reason is because it's known that gashmius and ruchnius are tarti disasri. The physical part of man and the spiritual part of man, they're mamish like two opposites within the person, and they're in a constant struggle. And this was the reason why in Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch, one of the reasons why the Mitzrayim, they tortured us so much, and why they made us work so hard. Because when we were physically strong, that did not allow for the seichel to take root. And it didn't allow for the ruach to take root. As a haskalah, hachona from Matan Torah, the Mitzrayim put us down physically, and the male of the Kayach HaSeichel was able to rule over us. Now, this we see in the life of a person. When people are young and they're full of kayak, they move around and full of, you know. But their seichel is not as great when their physical kayak is worked down. As a person gets older, so then he settles down more, he's not as active. And that's when the seichel and maturity, that's where it plays in. And he brings down the pasuk in Kehelas. Al timer mahoya. Don't say, oh, what was in the past, that was much better. That the earlier days were better than these days. Not out of chokhmah did you ask for the olden days. Person, when he gets older, he says, oh, I'm getting older, my bones are creaking, I feel sore. When I was young, oh, I was vibrant, I was youthful, I had kayak. Don't say that. If you're a person of chokhmah, you know that when the physical kayak is calmed down, that's when the chokhmah kicks in. If you're looking for the old days where the physical kayaks were better, then you're not a man that's interested in chokhmah. The ikar is, when a person's kayaks, when they get weaker, that is when the chokhmah kicks in. So the kliyakar, it's like that with the two arms of a person. The right hand is the arm of kayak. Memela, there is less spirituality in the right hand. The left hand is keneged halev. The lev is a mokim of regashim. The lev is also a mokim of seichel. With his seichel, with his akayach haruchni, that is where the physical kaychis are less. The melech of his baruch wants us to put the tefillin on the left hand, which is weaker. It's keneged alev. It's more of a ruchni as the place. So on the head, this is the mokim of ruchni bein einecha, near the mayak. And on the arm, it's right near the heart. The heart is there. Memela to Ruchni is the good place. Memela, the left hand, has less kayak. You'll ask me a kasha. So what does a lefty do then? Right? You have to say the Torah was given. All right. Al derech rov, the Torah was given. But it's interesting that punkta area, which is negative, and the right part, he says, is negative hakaveh. It's near the liver where the taivas are. Memela, the right hand is stronger. But the left arm, keneged alev, that's a makom Ruchni. And he adds that despite the fact that the head and near the lev is a makam ruchni, but the zelu umazeh, in the greatest places of kedusha, you have the greatest sakana in ruchnius. Haroish bein ha'inayim,
The einayim are the sisturi aveira. The eyes see, and then the heart lusts. Sahagam, they're the two most ruchniyistic places, but zelu umazeh, you have the potential for tumah as well. So the dafka Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted us to put the tefillin over there. Now, I once heard from my Rosh Hashiva, gift as atzal. I was once in Miami, and he went to an ophthalmologist, a Fruma ophthalmologist. So ophthalmologist told him that they're finding out now that there are nerve endings of the eyes, they end up here. And he wanted to tell him that that's the pshat b'nei necha. You know, why is b'nei necha over here? The tzedukim put b'nei necha, your mouth literally in, you know, on the nose, right? But the feed is that the nerve endings of the eye end up over here, you could be mekayim b'nei necha over here. That's what this person wanted to tell him about. Peter Kliyoker is Givaldim Upkitites, why it's like that. I just want to finish off with a very interesante zah. It's makubal, b'fi koil, it's makubal, that if you eat from a pidyon haben, it's ki'ilu you fasted 84 tanis. Pay dalat tanis. If you eat from a pidyon haben, in the ganshe Yerushalayim was, that they used to chop from the challah of the koyen, of the pidyon haben, they used to chop a piece because of the ilu, you know, kilu hisana, pay dollar taniyos. But after, you know, used to take, come away with a little piece, that was by them the biggest, of course. So the state hemet, this was the late 1800s, they once invited him to a pidyon haben, he couldn't make it. So they told him, what do you mean? You eat from a pidyon haben, it's like you fasted 84, you know, pay dollar taniyos. So the Kamet says there is no mukher b'chol ha-Torah kula for the zinyan. No way do you find such a thing. Not in the Torah, not in Tanakh, not in Chazal, nowhere in halacha garnished. And the Taka writes in this day, Kamet, there is no mukher b'chol anywhere for this. Okay. Years later, when this day Kamet came out, so Punt Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was by a pidyon haben. And the shmuz went out about this pedala taniyos of opinion I've been. So I said, Rabbi Yosef Chaim, let's ask him. Then mamish made his time with kochim. So they asked him, is there a mokar b'chol ha-Torah kula for opinion I've been? So he smiled. And he said, it's not a posik, it's not a chazal, it's a garnish. However, in this week's parasha, there's a remez to it. What's the remez? Satan posik, v'chol b'chor odom b'vonecho tivdem. V'chol b'chor odom b'vonecho tivdem. So Rosh Tevis, odom b'vonecho tivdem is, odom, im dover ma, if anything, b'vonecho, b'pidyon ben nehenesa, yechoshev ki'ilu, timus peidalev his hanesa. Rosh Tevis, im dover ma, b'pidyon ben nehenesa, if anything from a pidyon haben yananor from, yechoshev ki'ilu, tainus peidalid his hanesa. Lekavidid l'remiza by rice. But then he added something. He said there's another thing, which is ki'ilu, you fasted peidalid taniyos. A daf gemara. A daf is peidalid. A block gemara is shuffle, but he says that's something that people don't grab for so much. The challah of the kain that people grab for, the daf gemara people don't grab for. I once heard a pshat. What's the pshat? Ilu hisana peidalim tenes. There's certain aveiros that are aveiros kiilu also. Kol hakayes kiilu ayven avayin zara. For those aveiros that are ki'ilu, that's these ilu diketaniyos, is makapa for those kind of aveiros. I wouldn't shout this, everybody.
I don't have one thing. He said it's such a schus by the...